also Treasurer Lester McKeever. Minutes of the March 5th meeting were read and approved without any corrections or additions. There were three presentations. Executive Director of University Audits, Julie Zimaitis, presented the internal activity for the quarter ended March 31. Dan Mortland presented the enterprise-wide risk assessment for 2011-12. And Controller Pat Patterson and Assistant Vice President Maxine Cedretto presented the fiscal year 11 financial and state and federal compliance audit report. There were 11 items put forward for board consideration. I won't cover them individually, but they are items 30 through 40 in the board book for the consideration today. In addition, Randy Kangas reported to the committee on the current status of the state appropriation receivables, as well as legislative issues. In accordance with the state statute, an executive session was held with Executive Director Zimaitis to discuss internal audit matters relative to internal controls. The meeting adjourned promptly at 3 o'clock, and our next meeting will be Monday, July 8th. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Are there any questions? About half the board was at that meeting, so.
Yes, that's true.
Good for you. I think now we'll turn to governance, personnel, and ethics, and ask the chair of that committee, Pam Strobel, to report.
Thank you. Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on May 17th via video conference at Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses. Trustees Hasera, Montgomery, Ehrenberg, Tankin, and myself were in attendance. After approving the minutes, we reviewed and recommended the items that are in the agenda today, primarily a number of appointments. We then heard a detailed presentation from Maureen Parks, and you're all going to hear that this afternoon. She's the Executive Director and Associate Vice President for Human Resources, and she headed the Task Force on Sexual Abuse and Prevention that was created in the wake of the Penn State matters, along with Tom Barrows, our University Counsel, and Donna McNeely, the University Ethics Office. We spent some time discussing the plans for the board retreat, and I want to thank Susan Keese and Bob Easter for all the work that they're putting into this. So we've had a number of discussions, and the way we've got the day organized at this point, I'm very much looking forward to this. We are going to hear from the chancellors, and I'm sure that at the June retreat there'll be some additional good discussion around that on really how they see their top priorities, what really needs to happen on each of the campuses, and then in collaboration across the three campuses so that we can all collectively work together on knowing what, say, in the next 3 to 5 years we must accomplish in order to maintain our excellence. We are going to hear, after the chancellors speak to the group, we're going to hear from three very distinguished people. Bob Easter was able to secure them on relatively short notice, given their prominence. Our panelists are Dr. William DeLauder, Dr. Larry Faulkner, and Dr. James Duderstadt, all very recognized experts on higher education. And they will speak individually, and then we will have some prepared questions for them. All of that we will be hearing in the morning is to lay a foundation for breakout sessions that will happen after lunch or a working lunch and after. And the breakout sessions will be very inclusive. We're going to put people from the different campuses, trustees, administrators, faculty, deans. We're all going to be at the breakout tables answering set questions with a facilitator there who can keep us on time, but also taking notes and then report back out. From that, we'll develop some action plans. So I hope and believe that it will be a very dynamic, energetic day. We'll jam-pack a lot into it, but the primary goal is that by the end of the day, we're walking away feeling like we're really all together. And that we have included all of the constituents of the university. And I want to thank Don Chambers, too, because